you like good music? Oh yeah. This is Culture Shake Radio. Putting reality back in the mix. Culture Shake Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Culture Shake. This is Karen McDonald, your host. It is Wednesday, March the 11th, and what a glorious day it is here in Airdrie. It has reached 14 degrees and looking to be up to about 17 for the rest of the week here, so absolutely fantastic weather, except for Sunday. They have forecast a little bit of snow, but I'm sure that won't last very long anyway. So we opened up the show with a song from a band out of England, and from Wallop, Hampshire, to be precise. Echo Tape is the band, and the song was called Whiskey Bar. So that song, I would say, is a little bit of a kick-ass, get you in the mood to a better mood song. So I hope you like that one. I just love when I search around and looking for different songs and different music, and typically I'm kind of looking for Canadian or Alberta music or whatever, but sometimes I just like to go outside of that realm and find something a little bit different, and these guys are just amazing. So if you're looking for these guys, you can find them online at echotape.co.uk, and I believe actually you can download that song for free streaming. So anyway, on with the show. What do I have for you next? Well, a couple of weeks ago, actually it was probably just a week ago, I interviewed Dan from Tupelo Honey, who was here in Airdrie playing at Bert Church Theatre, and they did an acoustic concert for us, but man was it amazing. And all the folks that went said they were brilliant, and I interviewed Dan, and he is just an amazing dude. So take a listen to this interview, and I will be right back, and we'll play a little bit of his music later on here. But take a listen to Dan, and I'll be right back.
Tell me a little bit about Tupelo Honey.
Well, there's a lot to say. We've been a band for like 11 years now. We started... because we, like a few of us, met at Grant McCune College when we were taking our music programs, and we just sort of ended up hanging out because everybody got along really well, and we all through some sort of twist of fate ended up playing in a really crappy folk band with this singer, this girl in town, and we played a couple gigs, and we, you know, one night after one of the gigs, we just hung out all night at our drummer's house and had some beers, and we were like, man, there's something here. We got to make a band with music that we love and see what happens. And we did, and within like 2 weeks, we had almost a set ready, and we entered in this local contest before we even had a name, and we ended up winning. And from there, somebody was in the crowd that saw us, that booked us on our first festival. So really, our first show was like 4,000 people.
Well, that's pretty good for a first show.
Yeah, it was unheard of. Yeah. So yeah, we played at Stage 13, which is now... doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
But we, you know, it was a festival with like Nickelback and Our Lady Peace and like some really big Canadian bands. So from there, we just started gigging lots and showcasing lots, and we ended up getting signed by the agency group. So they started putting us on tours with 3 Days Grace and Billy Talent and Metric, and eventually even with bands like Bon Jovi and Shinedown and American bands. And
okay.
So that was pretty crazy. And then, you know, we had a lot of success with Top 40 charting and Much Music and lots of touring and pushed forward.
So you were at Grant McCune. So were you all there for music and the arts or something?
Yeah.
Is that what you were studying anyway?
Yeah, well, Tyler and I was a guitar player at first in the band, and Tyler and I had known each other from growing up in St. Albert and playing in bands, and so we kind of hung out there, and I met Steve there, who was another St. Albert guy, a bass player, a mind-blowing bass player, and... and we really clicked just over like bad jokes and just being stupid together, and then Steve and Greg were really good friends. So the four of us were kind of we're the original members in the band right now. Mm-hmm. And then we met our old singer through a mutual friend, and Brad, our new guitar player, who took over my role, who is like way better than me at guitar, so it works out. But we met him because he's just been in a lot of local bands and has just had such a great reputation as a multi-instrumentalist and just like and he's just such a positive guy, and we just love having him around. So it's been the last 4 years with Brad is we've really kind of developed a new Tupelo 2.0 kind of thing.
Perfect. So is this what you always wanted to do?
Yeah, we always wanted to, all of us wanted to do music somehow. You know, like we know that it's not always easy to do of a career in music, so we know we always have to multitask and try and figure out different ways to keep the plate spinning. So you know, all of us are involved in some way of in music, like producing or writing or performing with other acts, and just doing what we can.
The first album was self-titled, so that was in 2004. What can you tell me about that album?
Well, we were just learning, really.
Was that before you were the main singer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did three albums without me singing, and then two with me singing.
Okay.
But, the first album was kind of cool, because we all knew we wanted to be in a big, loud rock band, and so we just listened to a lot of music, and we tried to figure out what we liked about it, and we did spent a lot of time just jamming in Ty's basement, and we came up with a couple songs and worked with a local producer, and we ended up, something clicked, and we had a really well-received single. It was number one in the Bear in Edmonton.
Okay.
And so a lot of people are starting to take notice there. We're starting to get some fans from that, and it was just a good stepping off point for us.
Okay, jump forward to 2014. 10 years later, you've got the Brave New World.
Yeah.
So what was that one? And I know you've got the Halo on there, which is one of my favorite songs, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, yeah, you know, it was that one. That was cool. We had learned a lot from the first one. Like, we'd spent so much time, each of us, doing songwriting sessions and learning how to work with people and learning, you know, what to think about when we're crafting a song in production and how we can relate it to people but still make it like an artistic thing that we can be satisfied with. So with Brave New World, we did it in a way that we've never made an album before. We made it, well, it's funny that you mentioned the first one and the last one, because those are the only two albums that we made in Edmonton. And so we flew our producer out from Toronto. We did a lot of rehearsals and we did a lot of band writing, and then we recorded the drums in Edmonton, and then we just basically set up at a cabin out on a lake in the middle of nowhere and did all the guitars and the bass. And then I went to Toronto to do the vocals. So it was kind of a little bit disjointed, but I think the vision was really clear this time. We mm-hmm. knew how we wanted to change as a band and where we wanted our sound to go. I think it's the most modern... most modern sounding recording we've done, and I think it's very like uplifting and big, and
yeah.
I call it mountaintop rock.
It's easy to like the song thanks. Halo anyway. So yeah. I really love it. The video
is crazy, hey?
It's awesome. So how did you get that done? Is that from the mountains here or somewhere?
Yeah,
that's
in Canmore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did, like, I do a lot of grant writing as one of my things that I do to keep the plate spinning, and so I've raised a lot of money for indie bands, and it kind of came because I needed to do it for Tupelo.
Yeah.
Since we're an indie band, we've always been an indie band, we have to figure out ways to fund things ourselves. And so I got a big video grant, and we talked to a good friend of ours who did our very first video, who ended up being a really big director. His name's Mike Maxis, and he's done, like, Billy Talent, Lindy Ortega, Our Lady Peace, a bunch of stuff in the States. So he knows what he's doing. And... him and this other guy, Blake McWilliam, who was the producer on the video, came up with this concept, and it's pretty simple. We just wanted to really, like, capture visually what the song makes people think. So we did this crazy video on top of a mountain where there's a lake on top of the mountain. It's so bizarre. And we had a helicopter camera, and it was just like, you know, felt like rock stars out there or something. So.
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. So what is the song about, Halo?
It's just kind of like, it speaks to sort of where we were at as a band. We were trying to figure out how we could, you know, now as indie bands have so much power now that mm-hmm. the label thing has kind of changed. So we wanted to kind of just make a song that was sort of pick your own destiny sort of a thing.
Did you write it?
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. We did.
Yeah. Singer, songwriter, grant writer.
Holy smokes. We all wrote the Halo together, so it was a group effort on that one, but yeah.
So what's the story on last night's gig with Brett Michaels?
Oh, it was last weekend. Yeah, it was. We've done this show in Lloydminster every year. It's a fundraiser that we love to be part of. It's a breast cancer fundraiser.
Yeah.
And we've played it with, you know, Theory of a Dead Man and Default, and this year they had Brett Michaels come out. And we were kind of like, you know, thought like, this is going to be kind of funny to go take a little trip back in time and hear some Poison songs. But when we got there, I was like, I'm not often starstruck by bands. Yeah. We meet a lot of big bands, but I was like, this guy was an international superstar. Like, he was really big back in the day. So it was cool to meet him and just to hang out. And he was just a really nice guy. All the guys in the band were super complimentary, and it was cool. It was fun yeah. experience.
That is a cool thing, actually. Yeah. And I noticed on your site as well, you Tupelo adopt a pet.
We did a video. With a bunch of pets from Scars Animal Rescue in Edmonton, and they all got adopted, so we wanted to just kind of promote them, give them a plug wherever we can.
I think it's important to kind of support, you know, other organizations while you're...
Yeah, I mean, there's not much we can do as musicians as far as financially supporting other organizations or donating to charities, but at least we can maybe lend some of our time sometimes.
Okay, so what was the first track you ever played then?
As a band?
Yeah.
We played a song called Don't Go. It was our very first song. We never made any records, but we made it for that competition I was talking about that we won, and it was totally not who we are now. It was like, it sounded like old Maroon 5 or something like that.
So tell me a little bit about the awards, because you've got quite a few awards there.
Yeah, you know,
you guys are actually quite a big deal, I think. Yeah.
We got a pretty cool resume, and you know, radio trends come and go, so sometimes we don't fit at rock radio and sometimes we do, our big thing is just being good and not going away, so we can just continue to do what we love. But we've done pretty well with the awards. I don't really like to keep track of them so much because I don't like to to dwell on past successes as much as looking ahead. But we've had some Edmonton Music Awards and some Video Awards, and we won a couple big ones, like the National Battle of the Bands in Canada in 2005. Yeah. We won. All the big cities had a winner, and then they all went to Toronto, competed, and we won. First band west of Toronto to ever win it. Other bands that were in it were high quality bands, like State of Shock was one of the bands that was in it, and they're a big Canadian band. So, yeah, it's fun. You know, we've come up with a lot of bands that have gone on to have really cool careers. Like, we toured with Marianas Trench forever. We know those guys really well. Actually, Josh from Marianas Trench, that I should be the guy to try and sing, so... that's good advice.
Okay, so I know that you're a big fan of Dave Grohl. Is that how you say his second name?
It's not Scottish, isn't it?
Grohl. I want to clear my throat when I say that.
Yeah. No, he's a grinder, you know, and he's been around forever, and he's overcome a lot of odds. Like, you know, after Nirvana went away, and he started this new thing, and had to learn how to be a frontman instead of a drummer.
Yeah.
And he just, you know, he gets involved with really cool indie concepts. Like, he's really supportive of bands that do it themselves or do it their own way. And that's kind of, I think it sort of matches the attitude we match. And he's just a great performer and an interesting guy. So, I like him.
Well, what would you say is your favorite tune of theirs?
Probably something off of In Your Honor. I think DOA is a really cool one. Yeah, I like that one, DOA.
Okay. DOA, okay. So what other singers or bands do you like?
All over the place. You know, in our van, it's so weird. You hear everything from Kelly Clarkson to Killswitch Engage.
Kelly Clarkson.
Or like Prince and the Police and like weird reggae. So we're all over the place. But like on the way here, I was listening to country music actually on the way down here, and then some pop stuff, and then I was kind of rocking out a little bit to some Rage Against the Machine and some older rock stuff.
Do you think that's what makes a better musician or artist, if you've got that broad love and passion for all types of music?
I think so. I think it helps you be more well-rounded if you're open. Like, you just got to know what your musical personality is, and you can take influence from anything.
Yeah. Really. Well, you said that Sia is one of your favorites.
Yeah, she's an awesome singer. Such a cool voice, and I love... Like, there's a rock and roll soul in there, and that Chandelier song. Like, I love big, powerful notes, and that's one thing that she has.
So who would you say inspired you to play music in the first place?
You know, probably my parents. It sounds pretty cliche, but like, my dad was always a big supporter of me, and they always, you know, would drive me to band practice and stuff in high school. And I had a music teacher in high school that went to Grant McEwen, and he seemed to really enjoy it. So I was like, well, let's throw my name in there and see what happens, and... Never really expected to get in. I didn't know what I was going to do after school, but I went and met a lot of great people, and it's 10 years later.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, I do have to ask about Bon Jovi, because, I mean, Bon Jovi is amazing. So what can you tell me about the mini tour you did with him?
It was, you know, benchmark. Like, it was one of those things where you're like, okay, that's the biggest gig we've ever done, and how are we going to get back there? Because it's not every day that an indie band gets to play shows like that, so... It was a big resume piece. It helped us gain a lot of press. I'd love to go back and do it again.
How did you get into that then? Do you have to apply for that type of thing?
The promoter of the show was the guy who owned that festival I was talking about, our first show.
Oh, okay.
And he remembered us, and they sent in two local bands that they thought were doing the best, and Bon Jovi's team picked us to play. And so we played, and we only got to see them for a couple seconds, but, you know, it's so funny backstage listening to them talk, and... They're jumping on a private jet to South America the next day. We were jumping in a van and playing in Cold Lake. It wasn't quite a parallel universe.
17,000 to maybe a few hundred.
Yeah, exactly.
What a contrast. But that's an amazing experience for you guys.
It was great.
Like you say, something
for you. We've had such a sweet, sweet musical journey. It's been a blast so far.
So what's some of your other highlights or memories that you've put on the top of your cool list?
You know, it's so funny. Like, that show was 17,000 people, but one of my other favorite shows was we played, there's a thing called Canadian Music Week in Toronto, and it's like there's like 800 bands and tons of industry there, and we ended up playing a basement party for this artist manager, and it was like grimy, it was way overcrowded, there was not enough PA, no one could hear everything, and it was just like, it was mayhem down there. It was people everywhere, like, it was... Almost scary how crazy it was, and we played this party, and it was bonkers, and it was one of my favorite shows. It felt like we were like an 80s punk rock band or something. So that was cool, and, you know, seeing our video on number 3 on Much Music and things like that.
Which video was it? Was it Halo?
Yeah, so growing up, you know, watching Much and seeing all these bands that I thought were bigger than, you know, larger than life, that was
That is
pretty, it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah. Any Canadian wants to be on there.
Yeah, you know, it's great. And just like top 40 charting and just getting some recognition from people in the industry. Like, you know, like a guy got to write a song with Ian Thornley, who was like my hero pretty much. So, like, things like that are just so cool.
Do you get nervous before you perform?
Not really. Bon Jovi, I was nervous, but I don't get nervous.
You just get out there and rock it.
Yeah, well, it's fun for us. So we like to entertain our. It's fun to have five, you know, like us five buddies up there just hanging out and having fun and playing music. So.
Do you have any weird quirks that you do before you go into for a show or warm up?
No, I don't.
I wish waiting I was for some dirt on there, something funny.
Nobody does, really. We just kind of set up and go for dinner, and that's it. Have a good show.
Good. I'm looking forward to it. Anyway. Have you had any bloopers or like big freakouts on stage?
I was typing to you about was at our one of our big first shows. We played a festival, and there was a huge electrical storm, and we thought that we were all going to die, and they were going to shut the festival down. Like, it was that intense. The power went out right on the last note, and I came down for a big rock move, and I hit Steve right in the eye with my guitar, and he was like knocked out on his feet, blood everywhere. Everyone was soaked.
Oh, gee.
It was a nightmare, but we got through it.
So you're pretty much a well-established band now, because I mean you've been together for about 11 years. What advice would you give to yourself as a younger guy, and also to any other young person upcoming
who wants to be a musician or artist? Like, if I looked back and I could tell myself what to do back then, it's more just a knowledge thing, like who to talk to and where to go. But the big thing I think for young bands is just meeting people, making friends, and co-writing and like collaborating and just getting involved.
Collaboration's huge.
Oh yeah, the more friends you have, the bigger your band is. It's just like business, you know, like all these drunken Japanese businessmen doing deals in bars over sake. It's the same thing. Like everybody just wants to hang out.
Yeah,
and
you can't just
friends.
Wait for it to happen.
No, and like nobody responds to emails in the music industry. You gotta meet them.
And are you working on any new projects right now?
Yeah, we just got a grant from Rocco Radio, and we're doing a bonus album for fans. It's just covers and weird versions, alternate versions of old songs that we've done. And it's weird and it's cool. And we're just trying to do something different to give our fans a little something extra.
Dan's just an amazing guy. So that was Dan Davison from Tupelo Honey. And if you want to know any more about these guys, go to tupelohoney.ca. All right, then. So today is the kickoff for the Airdrie Rotary Festival of Performing Arts, and today being March the 11th, and they will be at different places around Airdrie, and it's you'll have piano, voice, music, theatre. It's a non-competitive competition, I suppose. But it allows judges to focus on the learning, teaching and creating a positive environment for all who participate. But if you want to know more about the local festival, take a look online at airdrierotaryfestival.org, and you'll see all the scheduled events and different things that are coming up, and their programs on there also. But the big festival showcase is March the 21st at Bert Church Theatre at 7 o'clock. So like I said, check it out online, airdrierotaryfestival.org. And like I said, we've got lots going on, and of course St. Paddy's Day is coming up, and what do we have locally? We have Airdrie Live Music and Entertainment, and all that I'm about to tell you about has no cover charge. So this coming Friday, March the 13th, local rock band Blackstone Hex are playing at the Crave Steakhouse and Bar, and that starts at 9:30. And then on March the 14th, Saturday night, we've got Airdrie's country singer Dwight McCormick, and he's playing at the Good Earth Cafe here in Airdrie from 7 till 9. And if you don't know, tapas and drink specials are always available at the Good Earth on their music nights. So nice, relaxing environment. So good music, good company. And then on St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th at Crave Steakhouse and Bar from 7 to 11, we have Calgary band Envy. So they're playing for the St. Paddy's Night here in Airdrie. That's a brilliant band. Great dance music that they play, and different types of rock stuff. But they're good. I've been to them and I danced to them. So they're amazing. And that song there that you heard in the background is from the Streels and Toss the Feather. I just love that song. But I think that is pretty much it for this week. And I'm going to play out another song from Tupelo Honey here, from their album Brave New World. And the song's called They Say. But in the meantime, you know, if you have any music, you're local, whether you're Alberta, Canada, whatever, give me a shout at info@cultureshake.com, and you check us out online at cultureshake.com, and we're on Facebook and Twitter. But we're always looking for good music and information around the arts, music, you name it. But that is it for this week. So take a listen to They Say from Tupelo Honey from their album Brave New World. This is Cara McDonald. Have a great week.
Set again. Years go by, it's not the same. I'll go on again. Tell myself nothing's changed. I keep on making the same mistakes I always make. Give a little more and I always take. Now I know. Now I know. Same mistakes are all